6:02, time to get ready for the International Sportsman's Expo coming to Cal Expo Thursday through Sunday. That's the 19th through the 22nd. Carmichael, Dave, Katie Christensen, Nate Goodyear, Matt George behind the glass. It is the Drive Monday edition. Hey, everybody. Hey, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Big show. A lot of stuff. It was huge. A lot of stuff today, guys. A lot of football. We got four playoff games to go over. A couple of Kings games to go over. Probably mainly the one yesterday, because really, let's be honest, we've all kind of forgot about Friday. I mean, the hell
have we, though?
I mean, whatever. Sean Salisbury at 8:05, giving away all kinds of stuff today, including a chance to go see Bon Jovi at the Golden One.
You know, it was a pretty good little... considering it was such a big football weekend, I mean, it was a good time for the Kings to dump two losses.
Just I thought
it's like the news dump on a Friday afternoon. You do it on a weekend where there's football games happening.
Dump Kings.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on, am I right?
I ain't going to argue with you. So we'll get into lots of Kings stuff today. Tweet of the weekend I saw, I'm breaking up with you because you won't stop talking like a football commentator. Him. Talk about a guy whose heart is broken. My favorite one. I very much enjoyed it. Darren Rovella's all over the place talking about how this was one of the worst weekends on record for many, many betting organizations.
Really?
With the majority of money on the Packers and Steelers, William Hill's U.S. sportsbook business suffered its worst single-day loss since
Yeah, but the Steelers were good.
I think with the majority of the public money on the Steelers and on the Packers, the betting companies took the loss.
Yes.
Okay. Better bet $50,000. Can you imagine doing this? Better bet $50,000 on the Patriots to win straight up this weekend. He got $3,300 for his trouble. I mean,
so he just took the money line.
And... yeah, but can you imagine that? $50,000 to win $3,300.
I mean, maybe not bet $50,000, but why wouldn't you take the 16? I mean, holy cow.
But man, let me tell you, for a minute there, and that's why Vegas is big and shiny, but for a minute there, that was a little scary for the Pats, for people who took the Pats.
A little bit.
Eh. 3 out of 4 teams remaining in the
NFL.
Not if
you teased it down to 10.
Well, then, yeah, I know. There's that. Out of the 4 teams remaining... they are amongst the 5 most popular teams in the NFL, the Patriots, Packers, and Steelers.
And That's good, I think.
Yeah. I mean, they got the Falcons. They're just like, hey, hello.
Hey, guys.
We're the Falcons. We're good.
They absolutely beat up on Seattle.
They did.
It was kind of nice.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I was thoroughly surprised it was that bad. That was very bad.
But are you, like... why are you?
Why? Because it's the Falcons and it's the Seahawks.
And it's the Seahawks, yeah.
And
reputation.
Reputation, history of both teams.
We talked about it a lot, about how, oh, yeah, the Seahawks, you can't count them out, playoff experience, so on and so forth, but they haven't played well this season.
Sure.
They haven't been good.
Well, not having Earl Thomas, I mean, I'm not, like, by any means saying that Richard Sherman is overrated because his resume speaks for itself, but man, was he overmatched with Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. I mean, and just even right from the gate, the first drive of the game, he was working him over, and it just didn't get any better.
No,
not for Seattle.
And Julio Jones had a game you would expect against Richard Sherman in the sense that, yeah, 67 yards and a touchdown's fine. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, crazy for him. It's fine. I think, wasn't he? He was either the only or one of the only, I think he was the only receiver to average over 100 yards receiving this year in the NFL. So there's that.
He didn't light it up.
No, but that Seahawks defense relies so much on Cam, Earl, Richard. You know, they all play off of each other. I'm
Michael.
Both first names, right?
But
Michael. Right? So it was a little... I was more surprised that Atlanta put up 36 on Seattle than I was that they won the game, I guess. Mm. I put it that way. That was a 19-point quarter, second quarter for Atlanta surprised me a little bit. We'll get into that at 6:48 because, you know, the main story, Packers, Cowboys. Katie, I was telling Nate before the show when you were in here studying or prep, and you know, Katie's a prep machine. Susan, she works while you and I kind of goof off.
Let's just all be honest. You had to call me at 5:15 and be like, "Are you on your way yet?"
Wasn't gonna mention it. Was gonna cover for you.
Hey, I'll take it. It's very rare, but I'll be honest. Yeah.
It was funny because I had you on speaker when I called you.
Heard.
And I were both worried.
Yeah.
Here's what I hear. Hey, Katie, it's Dave. You good?
I don't know.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
And then I'm coming. I'm like, okay, well, we'll see you down here. You were out of it.
I was tired. You know what? Last night, it's always tough anyway. Like after
isolated
games,
that call.
It's always tough after games for me to go home and be able to go to sleep. And then last night, especially, I could not fall asleep. So
on the back porch with the dogs under a blanket, watching Hitting Huntler or whatever that show is on
Hitting Huntler. Yeah. What the heck?
It's my wife's into.
Is that a real show?
It's Hunting Hitler.
That's
just what I call it.
Hitting Huntler.
Here's why women are silly.
Hunting Hitler. That sounds like something I would like.
You and my wife would just be bros watching this thing.
Yeah, right? I got to start watching
You should,
that.
So you guys can text about it, because she needs a partner.
History Channel should seriously just rename themselves. Like, was Hitler actually bad?
Yes.
Seriously,
that's like all they do now.
It's Hitler stuff.
Gotta hear both sides.
Dude, here's the thing.
Please.
We literally got, this is a carryover argument throughout our marriage about stuff like this. My wife watches stuff like Honey Hitler. Ghost Search or whatever those are.
Like Haunted History and like all the
But like the one where like they send out the guys with the Legos to see if they can find a ghost.
Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Hunters, thank you. And Alien Alien Search. Well, I don't know what they're called.
Oh, see, I can't do any of the alien shows.
So she gets mad. She really wanted to watch this Hunting Hitler thing, right? Really, really like, can we please watch this? Okay, cool. So we start watching it, and these shows are all the same. Fantastic premise. Oh, my God, is there an alien? Did Hitler escape? Like, this thing might have happened. I love a good conspiracy. But then the whole show is these nerds going out and interviewing people, and then they go to commercial break with this crazy music, and it's like, did Hitler have a picture in this guy's house that proves he was alive? Stay tuned. And then you stay tuned. The answer is no, he didn't. That's the whole premise. And so I finally turned to her. I'm like, here's
a whole hour of like quacks just going, well,
makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah. No. But,
that's what it is.
It's not a whole hour. It's a whole season of hours. The whole point is like, there might be a ghost. And then there's like, you see like the camera move really quickly with music and something like a flashlight drops. And it's like, what happened? Oh my God, let's find out in 5 minutes. And then you come back and it's like, oh, I dropped my flashlight, bro. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
So
I love it. Like night vision cameras. And they're just like, did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear anything. Was it a cat? Probably. I don't know.
Back after this.
So I asked her, I said, you understand, this thing was filmed. This is like, and they have goddamn 4 seasons of this thing, right? So I'm like, dude, if they found anything, do you really think it's not on the front page of CNN at this point?
Save it for air.
Jeez.
Is that you? Is that me? He's you. Okay. Matt has his computer. That's all right. I usually do it. So here's my thing. I get all fired up about this. I'm like, Melissa. And I'm not fired up when I tell her this. I'm like, there was a situation where they might have found a picture of Hitler, like in 1961.
Right.
So that's the big reveal. Is this guy's like, well,
did he still have the mustache?
I don't know, because they spent 20 minutes forensicking this picture. But then they do this thing about how they aren't going to show the picture because they found it to be a fake and they don't want to be irresponsible. So I turn to her. I'm like, how do we know that that thing wasn't a cartoon of a Pokemon that his daughter drew?
Oh,
like,
my God. Would
you? And she finally turns to me. She's like, you know, I don't want to watch this with you because you're so freaking snarky and you ruin everything. Hold on. I'm questioning. This whole thing is editing and music. That's all it is. There's no premise. And you're like,
nothing.
You're stupefied by this, like popcorn.
Are you guys at least watching The Blacklist?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
They just started it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're all over the blacklist because that's real, man.
Yeah.
But this other crap is like, she loves this stuff. Dude, you never know, bro. You don't know, like, ghosts and stuff. Like, my friend's mother saw a freaking ghost, dude. She saw a ghost, bro.
Okay.
Okay.
Your wife does not talk like that.
Well, that's what it
I'm
sounds
gonna
like.
I'm going to stand in front of this one for Mel.
Yeah. They saw a ghost, I'm telling you. You're so stupid. It's got your feet by. That's my wife. But then I'm like, dude, you're getting mad at me over. I'm just saying.
You know what? She probably watches a lot of crap with you that she has zero interest in.
No, she doesn't. And that was part of the fight.
I guarantee you she does.
It's part of the fight. We watch shows that we agree on or shows that she wants. Because otherwise, I'm in the man cave watching the crap I watch.
Sports.
She goes, well, you love history. I'm like, yeah, dude, I love history. I like World War II in color. Okay. I like real, actual historical.
Have you seen
the presidents.
Ken Burns World War II?
Yes.
That is one of the
Dust
best
Bowl,
documentaries
the
ever.
I can't get
it's
her.
It's like 20 hours.
I can't get her to watch any of that with me because it's boring. And so this is where we stop
she's
talking.
She's crazy. I can't defend her
this
anymore.
This was the hammer. Because I say, you don't like history. You like America's Next Top History. There's a difference there. Morning Brew will give you the three top stories we're getting into that have nothing to do with hunting Hitler or finding Hitler or whatever the hell the Hitler thing is. On the drive, it's in 3 minutes. Sports 1140 KHDK. Katie likes her colors, and they are on their way to the NFC Championship game. The Green Bay Packers beat the Cowboys.
Such a tool.
I
had that on my sandwich this morning.
That's a classic hell of a game right there. 34-31.
Classic hell of a game.
It really was.
Classic hell of a game.
All credit to the Cowboys, really. I thought they were just done. Done mm-hmm. at the end of the yeah. first half. It came back. They came back, and I don't put this one on Dak Prescott at all. I put this one on the fact that Dallas can't win the playoffs ever.
Jason Garrett.
Oh, man.
I love seeing him. Oh, sorry.
No, go
ahead.
We
got a rotation
here. Aaron Rodgers is the man. And even though numbers-wise, you know, it was a good game. It wasn't crazy. But just watching this man operate and his basketball IQ, which is, you know, you measure basketball or his basketball IQ, I'm sure is fine.
How
his
much,
football IQ
how
is amazing.
How much smarter is Aaron Rodgers than the average NFL coach?
That's in the draft combine. Yeah. It should be from one to Aaron Rodgers. He is so damn smart. And here we go. Packers in the NFC Championship. Like he said, R-E-L-A-X. Relax, Katie.
Oh, my gosh. That'll I made fine. The poor sideline reporter for Oklahoma City cry.
You made her
I
do
did.
That?
Nice.
It was bad. She's wow. She's from Dallas. She lives in Dallas, commutes to Oklahoma City for those games. And apparently a lifelong Cowboys fan. Ooh. So I was going to Billy Donovan's press, you know, availability before the game. And that was right when Dallas was kind of bringing it close. And I was checking on the score and she's sitting there watching. She didn't even go to media availability. She sat there and watched it the entire time. And then I watched the end of the game in the truck with the guys, which was probably the safest, most enclosed space so no one could hear me.
Safe space.
Yeah, it was a safe space.
Snowflake.
And then when they, when the Cowboys lost, oh, my God. I ran out there, and I was like, Leslie, go Packers! And I, like, went over to rub it into her face.
Why would you do that?
Tears.
Why?
Because I'm a horrible person.
That's the worst kind of fan.
It's
the worst kind of fan.
I am the worst kind.
The legend of Aaron Rodgers is growing game by game. You know, you see Randall Cobb after the game. Mm-hmm. He said that play call to Jared Cook at the very end where he made that spectacular
yes.
play at the sideline.
Yeah, with his
wasn't even
feet.
Really a play call. Aaron Rodgers just told him what to do when they were in the huddle. Mm. Said, you're going to run this, you're going to run this, you're going to run this.
He's kind of
let's do it.
Brilliant.
Well, this just in, he's pretty damned good. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Three other teams are still in this, apparently, even though it doesn't matter to me. As long as the Packers are there, that's all I care about. But Patriots, we knew that was going to happen. The Falcons, we talked about it earlier, a little bit of a surprise in that they easily handled Seattle. And then the Steelers I didn't see the game. I watched, like, the, you know, the highlights, like the 10-minute highlight thing. Holy cow, how many field goals?
Six.
Six. Man. I know. It's a record.
Yeah.
And who would have known that Ben Roethlisberger wouldn't have thrown for a touchdown?
Yeah, a couple of thoughts from this weekend. First off, the Pats brought like their C-minus game and still beat the Texans by 18. That's kind of scary. The Steelers, you know, the story can be the Chiefs choking and Andy Reid and Alex Smith and all that. But just think for a second, if Alex Smith had been paired with Andy Reid his entire career, and the difference in perception there. The Chiefs ran into a tough game, but yeah. I like that story. I like what they've been able to do. It's a bummer that they couldn't keep going.
Oh.
Championship weekend is this Sunday. And by the way, I want to mention this. Top Golf is going to host you, us, and all the fun we're going to have Sunday at noon, 1700 Freedom Park Drive in Roseville. Ian, join us where you can play and watch the NFL playoffs, great food, full-service bars, upscale facilities, and competitive fun at Top Golf. You're going to have a chance coming up at 7:55 to win your very own bay at Top Golf for you and five of your friends. That's pretty cool. Hey, guys, what are you doing this Sunday? I'm watching the game, stupid. Yeah, why don't you watch them at Top Golf? Yeah. We have our very own freaking bay. You'll have an opportunity at 7:55 to qualify to win that. There are the championship games, guys. They're going to have three of the top four quarterbacks in the NFL featured this year, and Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, that's the truth. Ben Roethlisberger is technically the worst quarterback that's going to be playing this Sunday. That's how crazy this is. The NFL has what they want, except for the fact that Cowboys are out. Super Bowl ticket prices to get in dropped about $1,000 just for the lowest level, the worst seats when the Cowboys lost yesterday, according to StubHub.
Seriously?
Yep, they travel quite well, but the NFL's in a great spot.
They would hold on to that. The Kings would make a push, but they end up losing 122 to 118. You heard the triple-double from Russell Westbrook. DeMarcus Cousins had a pretty big game, 31 points, 11 boards, and 7 assists, but the Kings continue to struggle.
Hey,
what was
guys.
That, 5 of 6 on this homestand?
Yeah, they have lost 5 of 6. They are 1-5. Hey, guys, they're one game out of the playoffs since January 16th.
Nice.
That's like the worst good news ever. It's just so bad. They're 16-24. And at this point, I think what they need to do, and we'll get into this later, is they need to ask DeMarcus Cousins, if you're going to re-sign with us this summer, we need to know, will you let us trade things and build around you or not? We need to know where you stand. Like, can we blow it up? Because they're about to go out on an 8-game road trip. And
you really think that they need to ask him?
Yeah. Because I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know. I don't have any inside info or anything.
In this case, it's probably fair just because you want to make sure it's not going to affect him signing.
Right. I'm saying. Ask him, because this team is just not good. They're just not good. Again.
They have the ability to. They just get in their own way every single game in the same way every single game.
Doesn't that make you not good?
Right. I mean, they have the basketball IQ in my shoe.
Last night, I talked to Garrett Temple and Matt Barnes post-game in the locker room.
Yes. Matt Barnes of the timely technical foul.
Yes. And he called himself out on that.
Sure he did.
And he was honest. But the thing that he said that resonated with me the most, he said, this team's problem is between our ears.
Yeah.
We have the talent. We've shown it over and over and over again. We come back from huge deficits to be able to put ourselves in a place to be able to win a game. We don't do it because we can't rely on, you know, digging ourselves out of these holes every game. He says our biggest problem is between our ears. And he said it starts with me and DeMarcus and our barking at the officials and our talking. And it's there, but you got to be able to do that on the court, knowing it. And being able to recognize it after the game doesn't change anything if you can't curb your behavior on the floor.
We'll have more on the Kings and Thunder and their upcoming road trip and final home stand game at 7 a.m. Sean Salisbury at 8:05 in 3 minutes. It's one of the greatest playoff games ever. We'll help you relive it with sights and sounds from Dallas next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK. The Green Bay Packers continue to roll. Jim Harbaugh tweeting out this morning, Vic Fangio continuing to be proven right. Having an accurate kicker is very important in the NFL. And then in the same tweet went on to say that his new son just crushed 22 ounces of milk. Look it up. I'm not lying. Joint KHTK for the Big Game Golf Tournament, February 5th, 8:30 a.m. Hagen Oaks Golf Course, 3645 full. Now you know where Hagen Oaks is. Entry includes a big game cap food, beverages,
cap
prizes,
food?
And more. Yes, cap food. Registration fee $79.99. For more info, KHTK.com. Come play golf with us. Come play golf with us and have fun and be merry and all that good stuff. Who the hell's tweeting you or texting you? Did your phone just go off?
It did.
Yeah, who's texting you?
None of your
Come on, share with all of us. Who is it? Bet I could lay odds.
Mm.
All right, the Packers beat the Cowboys in
It's true.
Just a phenomenal game. I almost feel bad for Cowboy fan. I don't. This is where my Niner-ing will come through.
Oh my gosh. I forgot how much fun it is to hate that team.
God, I hate him so much.
I mean, like, I kind of enjoyed Ezekiel Elliott all year long. And the second that game kicks off, it's like you and your fat head,
right?
People with your fat ass head.
The crying,
stop that guy.
The crying Jordans are absolutely off the chain. You know, somebody put out a video yesterday, and I don't know how the hell they do this. But it was one of those gifts of Ezekiel Elliott eating the cereal,
mm-hmm.
right? When he was actually eating the cereal, where the milk was like dropping out of his mouth. But they had somehow,
What is that from? That's, please tell me it's not a commercial.
No, it was a video.
A video he put out.
We'll show it. It's gross.
And but it was crying Jordan that was doing that. They somehow and they made it the crying Jordan face move like he was eating the cereal. It was.
I think like you could almost replace that with the look on Jason Garrett's face every time, anytime he talks to an official. Frankly, he looks like he's. I'm not crying. You're crying. You're crying.
Seriously, so bad.
Come on, am I wrong, Katie?
I'm not crying.
Now, Cowboy fan's gonna listen, and here's where you got it, Cowboy fan. You say, "Shut up, stupid Niner, biased Niner, dumb fans. Why don't listen to your show? At least we were in the playoffs." I mean, the way I look at it, because I'm so salty and jealous, is. Basically, not basically, for a fact, the Niners had a better season than the Cowboys.
Number two pick.
Exactly. They both won they both won exactly the same amount of playoff games. The Niners got a better pick out of it. But the Cowboys have a great future. And what this looked like here was you have a very veteran-y team with Aaron Rodgers at the helm, and you have a young team that your main cogs have never been there before. I would not be too sad, Cowboy fan, because this should bode well for you in the future. And if I'm Jerry Jones, and I know this is going to seem a little goofy, but I'll ask you guys, if I'm Jerry Jones, do I seriously consider firing who may end up being the NFL coach of the year in Jason Garrett?
No.
Really?
No.
Wait, like, are you being Jerry Jones or are you just the guy in charge of the Cowboys?
I will present very quickly what I think the argument would be.
Okay.
Again, it's the Doug Collins corollary. We've talked about this before.
I mean, I can see why, but I'm like, are you asking me if Jerry Jones is going
I'm
to do that?
I'm asking you if you own the Cowboys, are you giving a thought saying, you know what, Jason, you've been here a long time. You can only flip over the table at Gatorade so many times. Like Doug Collins did with Michael Jordan, you got us this far, and we appreciate that. We need to bring in somebody that's going to get us to the promised land and get us over the top. Guys, we've seen this. We saw this in Tampa Bay with Tony Dungy and John Gruden. We've seen this in history before where good teams get rid of a coach and become great teams. So I don't think it's that crazy to say the Cowboys are winning despite Jason Garrett. And we need to bring a new face in that's going to get us to the top. Somebody proven.
Yeah. See, I would have done it years ago.
Sure,
like Jason
would've.
Garrett would not be my coach right now. I think now you would have to ask yourself. It's a lot more difficult because who's the guy that's going to get you over the top? That's out
it's
there right
question.
Now.
It's a great question.
And, you know, you don't
Tony Dungy.
Well, John Gruden too.
Sure.
I mean, you're like, are you going to lure those guys out? I'm not sure about it.
You think? I'll bet you. I will bet you. Jerry Jones could get. Dungy, Gruden, or Cowher.
He's certainly got the money.
He'd get one of them.
You think so?
I do. I believe if Jerry Jones with...
Gruden has no interest to coach. He keeps saying it over and over again.
Gruden has no interest in rebuilding a team. You're bringing somebody into a team that went 13-3.
Yeah, I mean, dude, all you got to do is win a ring.
Exactly.
That's it. It's here for you.
It's right there. This is by far... the best coaching situation to come into that could possibly be available.
But you could turn around next season and have Tony Romo gone with another team.
Sure.
Dak Prescott.
Yeah, he was huge for them this year. You're right.
But listen, Dak Prescott could get injured. I mean, they were in a really good situation because they had a rookie quarterback no one knew about. It's almost, you can't tell me there's a little bit of luck involved. That just doesn't happen.
That's
I'm
with
not
every
saying,
team.
I'm not, yeah, but that's the thing is like it's okay to take chances and have a rookie quarterback, you know, kind of have to take the reins. And then when you're starting quarterback and one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL, you know, history. When he is available, it's like, oh, this guy's rolling. We're just going to have you as our backup.
Yeah,
they don't watch
next year be Tony Romo gone. Dak gets hurt, and then they're a freaking like 4-win team.
If you're Jerry Jones or you're the guy that's running that team, you're frustrated because the Cowboys came out unprepared. They immediately had that penalty on Bryce Butler, who just wasn't paying attention, went out into the huddle and then didn't participate in the play.
Caught him substituting
first, even though everyone knows that's a terrible idea. The Cowboys were discombobulated for the start. That's on the head coach. That's on the head coach.
Sure.
That's on your coach. Yes. They were not prepared
for that game.
I
feel like the bye week is... There's a perfect example of it right there where it's not a great thing. They came out and they were flat.
That's an even more massive failure. Flat? You had 2 weeks to prepare for this.
I understand that, but they were not, it took them a while to work themselves into the game. It's like they woke up, you know, partway through the first quarter. And that's where the Packers were just pounced on them.
It was a lot of poor coaching, and it was a lot of poor execution.
Turn around. Would you say the same thing about the Patriots, though? Like, I'm spinning on myself. The Patriots came right out of the gate and were slow.
Absolutely.
They were sluggish. They were not prepared either.
And you know what? In about a month, we're probably going to be looking back on this season. We're going to be saying, yep, that was the one time in the playoffs the Patriots could have been got. Mm-hmm. It's like you said in your update, they brought their C game. And they still beat the hell out of the Texans. And they're the Texans, I get that, but they're still a playoff team with a good defense in Jadeveon Clowney.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, again, and I'm not trying to be Skip Bayless hot take guy here, I really look strongly at firing Jason Garrett. I honest to God do if I'm Jerry Jones. Here's Jerry after the game. And again, fellas, if I'm Gruden, if I'm Cowher, or if I'm Tony Dungy, and I think Dungy's probably number three on that list, if I'm going to come out of the cushy confines of Bristol or wherever I am and get back into coaching, I don't know that there's a better opportunity out there than a 13-3 team with two rookies at your two biggest skill positions.
How about Jim Harbaugh?
Jeez.
It's not happening. But I swear to God, I would pay a nice pay-per-view chunk. I'd pay $59.95. to be able to see Jim Harbaugh and Jerry Jones try to coach. There were actually other playoff games. We'll go through the three other winners next. And at 6:48, we'll get back to the Kings game last night. Back in 3 minutes with the Patriots and friends right here on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK. It's 6:48. It's time to got to get ready for the International Sportsman's Expo. It's going to be a Cal Expo. Thursday through Sunday, you got to do it. You got to be ready. On to the Sportsman's Expo. That's what we're focused on right now. That's the head coach of the New England Patriots. Safe to say, Safe to say, possible Hall of Fame nominee Bill Belichick. 34-16, the Patriots beat the Texans. Hey, he's got a shot.
Tom Brady threw two interceptions after throwing two the entire season.
Controversy.
Yeah, is it time for whoever?
Jacoby Garoppolo time.
Mm-hmm. I think if anything was clear in that game, yeah, the Patriots are the Patriots and they can bring their C game and beat just about anybody. However, is it just as clear as day now that Brock Osweiler is just the worst quarterback ever?
Oh, dude. I mean, that was like, he makes Colin Kaepernick look accurate with some of those passes. You're just like, dude, seriously? Like, what? I mean, what's his $70 million, something like that?
It was $72 million.
Good
I think 36
Lord.
Of it was guaranteed. But the crazy thing to me, of all the quarterbacks we watched during this round of the playoffs, he is so bad.
Yeah.
He is so bad. And it's one of those things where when you look at his face, he looks confused and terrified the entire time. Is that not all that you need to see to know that you have a problem on your hands?
I can't do it, Nate, because I just looked it up. So I'm putting you guys on the spot, but I just want to say ahead of time, I couldn't do it. Do either of you know the name of the Texans GM?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I don't. And he was featured in Hard Knocks a year ago. Okay, it's Rick Smith.
Yeah.
And I couldn't pull him out of a lineup.
I literally heard it on the way here.
Even though
this morning,
he was on Hard Knocks a year ago, I couldn't pull him out of a lineup. I underline that because, and we rightfully so, Katie, you just said, we're killing Brock Osweiler. There is nobody in this room and nobody listening that would be like $70 million.
Right, not going to turn it down.
It's a little much for me. And just it's amazing how we work in media and as fans that we kill Brock Osweiler, and he deserves a little bit of blame for sure.
Oh, he doesn't deserve the blame for how much they signed him for.
But he
deserves the blame for not being good.
But you can't. We don't have Brock Osweiler conversations without mentioning that he just got signed for $70 million.
Yeah, sure.
And my point is, why isn't Rick Smith on the tip of everybody's tongue when we're yelling about Brock Osweiler? Because he's a dumbass. When I was like, you know what? That guy's the answer, man. $70 million.
Especially when we turn right around and people want to praise John Elway like he's some sort of genius.
Right.
When Elway's the guy that wanted to pay him $16 million
right.
And then was pissed when he didn't win.
He got lucky. It's the rule of last names. There's one exception per generation. You can't win a Super Bowl with Osweiler. You can't do it.
Not
you can't
happen.
Do it. Roethlisberger is the exception.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris Winkie tried to do it in the Roethlisberger era, and he failed.
Yeah.
Montana, Unitas, Brady, Marino, Rodgers. These are all Hall
Joe
of Fame names.
Willie Namath.
Thank you. You can't win with Osweiler. Or Winky, or Flawski, or whatever. You can't do it.
Wow.
Why don't you see this?
I'm sure that you're pissing somebody off, and I just can't wait to read the text messages.
We've talked about this. Like, there should be, especially for first-round quarterbacks, they should, like, auction off naming rights. And not to, like, corporate naming rights.
It's like movie stars that don't use their actual name.
They should hold, like, a Twitter poll. Like, I think Dak Prescott probably wins. Because what's his name anyway?
Dakota Prescott.
But you're telling me, like,
yes.
Wouldn't it be great to have Harambe Prescott as
the, oh my gosh.
Right? As the starting quarterback of the Cowboys?
By the way, after watching Ed Hockley and Harambe the ref from the national championship game, every single referee now looks so weak to me.
I know.
Like, they're holding, and I'm like, look at you, flabby earth.
Don't even lift, bro.
You don't. Here's Thomas McBrady, another phenomenal Hall of Fame name.
It must be really nice to beat a team 34-16 in the divisional round of the playoffs and to come out of that game and feel like the world is just ending.
Can you imagine? I'd love to do that so much. I'd love to do that so much. Hey, Dave, you know, your thoughts on the last ratings pick? Well, you know, I mean, listen, number two is getting way too close to us. You know, I appreciate the support, and I'm glad that we're the number one show in the city. But got to be honest, man, that rock station down the street, they're nipping at our heels. When we don't get our act together, we're going to find ourselves out of the top five. Number one's great. Like, are you kidding me? You have this expectation of success that Tom Brady and the Patriots have, and it's why they're so good. But, I mean, the Spurs can say that, too. You know, if it's the Kings and they win their playoff game by 2 points, we're like, we're all drunk. We're all drunk and naked on J Street and having fun. Those guys, Spurs are just like, yeah, well.
Tell you what Tom Brady's thinking about on his drive home.
Hmm.
He's going home to Giselle.
That's probably.
And he's going to have to, what, do a bunch of chores?
Probably a great point.
Eat some kind of.
Nice.
Here's another fun quarterback name, Matthew W. Ryan.
That was a move.
That was.
I like that.
It was a damn good move. Florida State's Devontae Freeman with the huge gain there. And he and Tevin Coleman are, it's like Devontae
that
and
is a,
Froman.
That's
are,
a great duo, those
it's a
two.
Wonderful running back tandem there that just complement each other so well. Falcons just obliterated that Seahawks defense.
That Ryan so looked nice. Great, you guys. He really did.
Yeah, he did. And now it's Ryan and Rodgers. I'll take the over. What's the over going to be on that game? What would you say, 58.5, 60? I don't know what it is, and I could be way off.
I'm going to guess like 59, yeah.
59. Oh, you're going to go 59.5. All right, let me give my final. I'm going to say, I'm going to say 57.5.
All right, I'll come
as
up
the
with
over?
Something.
No, it's the over-under, yeah. I'm going to say 57.5. You say 59.5.
I'll take 55.
Oh, you're going Price is Right
yeah.
rules?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a moment.
Is it? Okay, well, while you're doing that, then let's hear from Andy Reid. Okay,
the head football coach.
But the quote of the day goes to our good friend Travis Kelce.
You know what's so funny about that is I'm curious at what point he's going to realize what an idiot he looks like, because the replay, it's clear.
Oh, he won't.
It's obvious.
He won't do that. When we get back, Nate's going to tell us what the over-under is, hopefully. also, with four down territory coming up in about 15 minutes, let's get to some Kings. It's big football Monday, but your Kings did play last night, and the playoffs are slipping away.
And Friday, too.
Yeah, how about that? Who cares? Well, we do. We'll talk about it back in 3 minutes on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK.